We are chatting with our good friends from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and as always, we are talking with Casey Hollins, REC's Communications and Public Relations Managing Director. Hey, Casey, it's been a while. How you been?
It has been a while. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, it's been a tricky, kind of fun and adventurous month with all the storms and the ice and all of that. And, you know, folks around the coffee pot and the water cooler are talking about the higher energy bills. I guess, first of all, why are the bills so high?
Yeah, you're right, Randy. We're hearing so much from people with this question. Why is my bill so high? So we want people to know that this is a concern that we're very focused on, and we want to help them understand some of the things that have impacted and caused the increases to their electric use, which has resulted in these higher than normal electric bills. So right now, the thing that's really key for people to understand is they're paying for the electricity now. The bills they're getting are for what they used in electricity in January. And even though we're moving into spring, thankfully, if you think back to January, this was one of the coldest months, the coldest winters we've had on record. These cold temperatures resulted in people's heating systems having to work harder than ever before in order to keep up with the temperature settings and the comfort level that people wanted in their homes. So even if they didn't adjust the thermostat setting, their system was running longer in order to maintain that temperature setting. A lot of times people don't recognize the difference between the outdoor temperature and the indoor temperature.
Right.
So if you think about these really cold days we had back in January, I don't like to think about them, but there were days that the temperatures were in single digits. And if you're trying to get your thermostat to keep your home warm at a 68, which is what we recommend, or higher temperature, just imagine the difference between that indoor and outdoor temperature. And that's what your outdoor unit is working hard to sustain and maintain for your comfort level. So that is one of the biggest contributors. And a lot of people don't realize it because you don't usually think about how much or how frequently your heating system is running. And even at night, on these really cold nights that we had, it was working even harder. So it's hard now that we're moving into spring to remember how cold it was, and the fact that you're just now paying for these January electric bills, but that's really what contributed the most significantly to the higher than normal bills that people are seeing.
Gotcha. I don't want to think about these single digits anymore.
I don't either.
I've been spoiled by this week's warmer spring-like temperatures, but what can members do to manage their energy use?
Well, I, like you, would like us to stay in this spring-like weather that we've been having, but I'm sure you know as well as I do that sometimes March can throw us a curveball. So we might find ourselves back on days when it drops back down into winter temperatures. And so if you find that happening, the best thing that you can do anytime in the winter, actually, is make sure that you're lowering your thermostat to the most comfortable degree setting possible. Again, we recommend 68 degrees. And when you're sleeping or if you're away from home, you can drop the thermostat down even lower than that.
See, I'm patting myself on the back because we keep ours at 65 at my house.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. But that is helping you save a lot. And so it will certainly help others save that much, too. And something else we hear a lot about is people will supplement their comfort with a space heater. And you really don't realize how much space heaters are really using electricity. There's really no such thing as an energy efficient space heater, no matter what the brand or the advertiser tells you. They are big consumers of energy. So if you have one space heater in a room and it's running constantly, let's say 12 hours a day, then you're looking at adding approximately $80 to $90 a month just operating that one space heater every day for 12 hours a day. And nobody wants to do that when you can maybe layer up or you can use a blanket or an electric blanket, which doesn't use as much electricity. And then this final tip that I have is that there are a whole bunch of things in everybody's house that even when you have it powered off is still using electricity. So even when you unplug your phone charger, if you keep your phone charger plugged in the wall, it's still drawing power. So go around your home whenever you can and unplug things that don't need to be plugged in, especially those devices and electronics, that have a light on. So anything that is showing a light or glowing in the dark is drawing power, even if the power's off.
Yeah, we have a space heater. It's like a Pac-Man eating up the energy. So, again, very thankful for the spring-like temperatures this week. I know in our time together you can't tell us everything, but where can members go to learn more and get more information from you guys?
We provide a lot of great information on our website, and members can go, or anybody can go to our website and check it out at myrec.coop/save. We provide more information there that can help you with some do-it-yourself tips that you can go through your home and start to apply. We also have a really great tool called MyREC Smart Hub, and that's typically where people go to pay their bill or look at their bill, but if they take a moment to complete the home profile that's within Smart Hub, then they will start to generate more specific tips for their energy use. It starts to pay attention to how you're using energy in your home and then gives you examples on ways that you can save no matter what time of year it might be.
Yeah.
So we highly recommend everybody take a few minutes and do that so that you can really start to understand how you're using electricity and what you can do to save so that you can see lower electric bills as a result of your energy saving.
All right, such great information, Casey. And you are so right about the month of March. You know, we're not out of the woods yet, I don't think. So these are really, really good tips, everybody. Blankets, sweaters, you know, so many things you can do to keep those electric bills down. And Casey, I thank you for all the info. Visit REC, by the way, on through our website, theriver953.com, sponsored by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey Hollins, always great hearing from you.
Thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate it.
Have a great, hopefully soon to arrive spring.
You too.